you up. I'm sure you guys got the hell tweeted out of you about VJ Boyd striking again.
Mm-hmm. I watched it.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah, I've been rolling. Yes, I've been rolling on SWAT, knowing that he has been putting a ton of ticket references in there. Yeah.
So VJ Boyd is a good P1 of this station, and he's gone on to be an extremely successful Hollywood writer. He's written for a bunch of different shows.
Justified's the one that used to have a bunch of ticket references.
Yeah, when he was writing on Justified, he got me in there and talked about Gordon Keith being... Was it? He didn't go Gordon Keith. What was it? Was it? Yeah, he did say Gordon Keith. He used my full name and talked about how... do you remember Gordon Keith? Yeah, the guy with a beard, kind of wheels off, obsessed with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
It's just so ridiculous. He just drops them in there, and they're such direct hits. I mean, couldn't you at least aimed a little off-center on
right.
me?
Right.
But he throws all of this in there and mixes a bunch of ticket references in all his scripts. And in SWAT, he really zeroed in on Cray Tray.
Yes.
I mean, a ridiculous amount of zeroing in on Cray Tray.
Yes, he was a bad guy, Cray Tray,
yeah.
That they were after.
Yeah, but they never, it's like rarely would they just say Trey.
Or Mitchell.
It was always
yeah.
Trey Mitchell.
Yeah.
Trey Mitchell, which is Cray Tray's real name. All right, take a listen.
I worked up a dossier on Trey Mitchell if you want to see it.
Looks like Trey's got quite the imprint on social media.
Cars, women, jewelry.
You didn't find any connection between Trey and your goddaughter, Tanya?
Nothing pointed to Trey Mitchell being the guy until yesterday. If I knew that Mitchell was doing dirt, I'd have put him at number one.
The DEA sent over some good intel on what Trey Mitchell might be up to. Now, these people aren't hardcore drug users. They're people who lost their health insurance, and they're stuck buying their meds illegally from people like Trey Mitchell.
Sounds like we got to find these fake oxys before Mitchell puts them out on the street.
The DNA came back off that drinking straw. Trey Mitchell's a match to the syringe that killed Tanya. Turns out Trey Mitchell is making fake prescription drugs laced with fentanyl. Nobody goes near Trey Mitchell until we find those pills.
Trey Mitchell, the street chemist that kicked fentanyl in Hicks's face.
And when we march Trey Mitchell in here, I'll make sure you have a front row seat.
Okay.
What's going on with that guy's voice?
Yeah, I know. That's a little sus, isn't it?
Yeah, he was one of the, I guess, officers that just got out of the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's why he was over raspy.
Okay. But he was determined to get Trey Mitchell.
Yeah, Trey Mitchell. Yeah. They got to score to settle Mitchell. With him.
He not only mixed in Trey Mitchell, but he got in Jub Jub.
This is amazing.
And what a shoehorn Jub Jub is. I mean, that's not a name that you can mix in there very easily.
No.
After an hour going through mugshots, these are the guys we saw with Trey Mitchell yesterday.
Nestor and Adrian Hitzkiss. Never heard of them.
Bulletproof Boys, a.k.a. Badass Incorporated, a.k.a. Brothers Grimm, 1M and Grimm.
Okay, so did he say Nestor Aparicio Hitzkiss?
Think so.
What a work in that is.
Working in both Nasty Nestor and Norm.
Yes.
After an hour going through mugshots, these are the guys we saw with Trey Mitchell yesterday.
Nestor and Adrian Hitzkiss. Never heard of them.
Nestor and Adrian Hitzkiss.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. But it is Nestor. Gets that. And then here we go with, we start with the Jub Jub.
Might even be the stash house where they're keeping the pills. Then we put that bastard Trey Mitchell in cuffs.
We might not even need to trace shipping labels. Trey Mitchell's part owner of an indoor playground called Jub Jub's Fun Factory.
See, and it kind of works. I mean, it's a ridiculous name for, you know, a kid's indoor playground.
Oh, hey.
That's believable.
VJ's a master writer, so he knew that he had to couch Jub Jub. In a kind of a clownish way.
Right.
So you make it a fun factory, right?
It's now we have
playground.
A segment title.
Yeah.
Might even be the stash house where they're keeping the pills. Then we put that bastard Trey Mitchell in cuffs.
We might not even need to trace shipping labels. Trey Mitchell's part owner of an indoor playground called Jub Jub's Fun Factory.
So great. And then here's more mention.
This is where they break in.
Yeah, this is where they break in.
That was warrant.
They break into Jub Jub's Fun Factory.
Sergeant Harrelson, LAPD SWAT. What's your name?
Theo.
You sure about that?
You seem a little uncertain.
Anyone else here? What about Jub Jub? Jub Jub here? This is Jub Jub's Fun Factory, isn't it? How about Trey Mitchell?
That's amazing.
Unbelievable. How many times Trey Mitchell was referenced?
Yeah, and you're right. They have to say the full name every time.
Right.
God, that's amazing.
It's so great.
Well, Jub-Jub's here.
Oh, it's so funny that VJ has such commitment to this bit that he is still shoehorning in ticket references, and making us all giggle.
I bet it helps him in Dallas numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I've recorded it for the last couple of years. Just waiting for ticket references, and this one just got hit out of the park.
Oh, my God.
It's great because the ticket is an inside joke station anyway.
Yes. Right.
So the fact that he's doing that on his show as an inside joke, or shows as an inside joke, is awesome.
Oh, well, congratulations, VJ. You've done it again.
Way to go.
All right, Gordo, thanks.
Okay. Funny audio. For those people who've listened to the station for some time, you may know that one of our P1s has gone on to do great things, VJ Boyd. He grew up listening to The Ticket, and he went on to become a Hollywood writer. And many years ago, we started hearing from people saying, "Hey, man, I was watching Justified last night, and your name was mentioned, Gordon, or any one of us," because he's put us all, it seems like, in his episodes that he writes. And VJ will mix in ticket references in his scripts. And it's so funny to see some of Hollywood's biggest names uttering a ticket reference. Well, he struck again with the latest episode of SWAT, which is a show he's writing for right now. And he really zeroed in on the Ticket's own Cray Trey, whose real name is Trey Mitchell. He's a board op here at the Ticket, our overnight board op, and he does the first part of our show. But Cray Trey got so much airtime on SWAT, and VJ, who wrote it, didn't just make the character say Trey and, like, maybe use Trey Mitchell one time. You know, the full name? No.
He must have said it 30 times.
He forced all the characters to say the full name Trey Mitchell over and over and over again. So take a listen to this.
I worked up a dossier on Trey Mitchell if you want to see it.
Well, it looks like Trey's got quite the imprint on social media.
Cars, women, jewelry.
You didn't find any connection between Trey and your goddaughter, Tanya?
Nothing pointed to Trey Mitchell being the guy until yesterday. If I knew that Mitchell was doing dirt, I'd have put him at number one.
Sent over some good intel on what Trey Mitchell might be up to. Now, these people aren't hardcore drug users. They're people who lost their health insurance and they're stuck buying their meds illegally from people like Trey Mitchell.
Sounds like we gotta find these fake oxys before Mitchell puts them out on the street.
The DNA came back off that drinking straw. Trey Mitchell's a match for the syringe that killed Tanya. Turns out Trey Mitchell is making fake prescription drugs laced with fentanyl. Nobody goes near Trey Mitchell until we find those pills.
Trey Mitchell, the street chemist that kicked fentanyl in Hicks's face.
And when we march Trey Mitchell in here, I'll make sure you have a front row seat.
Just kept going on. So much
One
Trey
thing for
Mitchell.
Sure, they had to find Trey Mitchell.
Yeah, had to find Trey Mitchell. But it wasn't Trey Mitchell referenced here. We also get a combo Norm and Nasty Nestor mention.
After an hour going through mugshots, these are the guys we saw with Trey Mitchell yesterday.
Nestor and Adrian Hitzkiss. Never heard of them.
Bulletproof Boys, a.k.a. Badass Incorporated, a.k.a.
Nestor and, what was it,
Adrian
Hitzkiss. You mean to tell me that no one on that show looked at VJ and goes, seriously, what kind of last name is Hitzkiss? Why are we putting this in there?
After an hour going through mugshots, these are the guys we saw with Trey Mitchell yesterday.
Nestor and Adrian Hitzkiss. Never heard of them.
Bulletproof Boys, a.k.a. Badass Incorporated, a.k.a. Brothers Grimm, 1M and Grimm.
I'm with you, George. What's going on with that guy's voice?
It's like he's trying to be Al Pacino.
Well, it's not only Trey Mitchell and Norm and Nasty Nestor. We get a Giorgio reference. Not just any Giorgio reference. A Jub-Jub reference. What a shoehorn this is.
Might even be the stash house where they're keeping the pills. Then we put that bastard Trey Mitchell in cuffs.
We might not even need to trace shipping labels. Trey Mitchell's part owner of an indoor playground called Jub-Jub's Fun Factory.
Okay! That's ridiculous! That is so ridiculous!
Yet kind of believable.
Jub-Jub's Fun Factory. Needs to be a side room at Ticket Stop.
Okay, when VJ is doing the lonely work of sitting there banging out a script, He's dying laughing to himself when he's typing this in, isn't he?
Yes.
And hoping that it doesn't get corrected somehow. They're gonna, okay, we got to get, that's a stupid name.
Jub Jub's Fun Factory.
Might even be the stash house where they're keeping the pills. Then we put that bastard Trey Mitchell in cuffs.
We might not even need to trace shipping labels. Trey Mitchell's part owner of an indoor playground called Jub Jub's Fun Factory.
He had to pause before he said it.
called Jub Jub's Fun Factory. That bastard Trey Mitchell.
Yeah, he's a bad dude.
Oh my gosh, and hearing these clips out of context like this, it sounds like a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Yeah,
because it's so overly dramatic. You hear it out of context. And then we have more Jub Jub Fun Factory mentioned here.
I'm Sergeant Harrelson, LAPD SWAT.
This is when they bust into Jub Jub's Fun Factory. You, this is on your DVR schedule, right?
Yeah, I watch it every week just to look for this nonsense.
I've got to go back and watch Justified. I've heard that's great.
It's flirting with them too, yeah.
That's the one that I mentioned in when it wasn't just my name. It was like mentions the great Gordo or Gordon Keith. And somebody goes, you remember that guy, Gordon Keith? Yeah, beard, kind of wheels off, obsessed with Lee Harvey Oswald.
The invisible muser doesn't get mentioned.
I think you've been mentioned.
He's getting around to it.
There's been a junior in there.
Oh, okay, George.
He's getting around to it.
I think there has been.
Yeah, right.
Sergeant Harrelson, LAPD SWAT. What's your name?
Theo.
You sure about that? You seem a little uncertain.
Anyone else here? What about Jub Jub? Jub Jub here? This is Jub Jub's Fun Factory, isn't it? How about Trey Mitchell?
God.
You ever come around?
It's just
back to Trey Mitchell.
Hammering people over the head with it.
That wasn't edited. Was that all one scene where he said Jub Jub three times in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is Jub Jub here?
VJ's buddies have to play drinking games with this, right? Like, that's why he's forcing them in so often.
Sergeant Harrelson, LAPD SWAT. What's your name?
Theo.
You sure about that? You seem a little uncertain.
Anyone else here? What about Jub Jub? Jub Jub here? This is Jub Jub's Fun Factory, isn't it? How about Trey Mitchell? You ever come around?
That's great.
Jub Jub?
Hey, did you find, Sweet Strong Jer?
Yes, Gordon.
See if you can find the Lee Harvey Oswald mention one. What? He's mad?
He's gonna be.
Why?
Who's mad?
I'm just asking him for something. It's not that big a deal.
Ask him before the segment.
Huh? I can't find
it. In the middle of a segment, yeah. He didn't have any time.
That's okay. He may not have it. That's cool, too.
You always put him on the spot, and then when he doesn't have it, you lay into him.
Yeah.
I don't lay into him.
Throw up your arms.
I'm Jer's...
Are you ready, Jer?
I'm Jer's mentor. I'm the one who taught him how to do
radio.
See
it that way, Jer?
What'd you say? I'm looking for the audio.
He's got Stockholm syndrome with you. You may be his mentor, but he doesn't like it, but he's grown to love you.
I rightfully described myself as your mentor.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Ooh. Well, okay. This happens in every hero story. At some point, you have to kill your creator, and I understand why you're angry at me now. That's just an acknowledgement of me being your creator.
Let's see.
I twisted that. You're not seeing it.
he means the audio.
Yeah, yeah,
see Ty Walker, What About Eggs?
There's no way. That was in one of VJ's shows?
Yeah, hang on.
The police.
Or perhaps you've heard rumors and innuendo elsewhere. Small town. I'm sure tongues are wagging.
I'm sorry. Who are you again?
Ty Walker. I'm a fully licensed operative. Tiger Hawk Security Services. Now, you know conversations with the police are not confidential, right? There's no law that says you can't share with me what they shared with you. What about eggs?
Okay, that's so stupid!
I'm really hungry. I get like that on an empty stomach. I can't formulate a thought in my head.
What about eggs?
It's so great.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Junior's not interested in this. He's not mentioned.
I've been laughing loudly.
No, because it's not
the entire segment.
Because it's not about you. You're jealous.
Everybody calm down.
No, I'm just pointing out.
You're jealous because VJ Boyd is successful and you're not. You wanted to be the screenwriter.
I'm pointing out what Gen X Davey and all the P1s know, that I'm invisible. And that's just, I'm just pointing it out, but I live with that.
You're not invisible.
You're not invisible. Something you're creating.
Yes. Do I need to get the front page of the Coppell Daily Gazette and the picture that I got cut out of?
That was like 20 years
ago. Or the Jesse Jackson, Adrian Peterson picture that I got cut out of.
How are you going to... You're a hodler of bad emotions.
Hey, Craig?
Stop. There's another term you've just learned that you're throwing out like you've known it forever. Stop it.
All right, Craig, there has been a Dunham and Miller mention on Justified.
Yes.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Told you you're in there.
Do we have the audio?
Yeah, I have that one.
Marshall, right. DEA agent showed up in Lexington asking for information on a fugitive. Is there any chance you just open up your files to us?
I'll take your point.
Besides, you want to know where Hot Rod Dunham's at? Miller's your guy.
Hot Rod Dunham. Miller's your guy. Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations, VJ.
Yeah, way to go.
You're triply entertaining us.
And congrats to all the Oscar noms.
Yes. VJ Boyd, has he won an Emmy yet?
He should, probably.
He should. Okay, and that's the